Black people were even more severely affected. And then, over the course of 30 days in the spring of 2020, the public learned of the tragic deaths of Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and George Floyd. They were unarmed Black people killed at the hands of law enforcement. There were others who did not get the same media attention, such as Tony McDade, a Black transgender man who was killed by the police in Florida, though the reports indicate that the circumstances around his death are murky. Nina Popp, a Black transgender woman, was stabbed to death in Missouri in a possible hate crime. Two Black men were found hanging from trees in neighboring communities in California under suspicious circumstances. George Floyd's murder was the tipping point. Many sat in disbelief and horror as they watched the video footage taken by a 17-year-old girl of Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, with his hands in his pockets, blatantly and cavalierly pressing his knee against Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Floyd pleaded for his life. He said 15 times, "I can't breathe, officer." He was pronounced dead at the scene, and it would be days before any charges were brought against Chauvin, and weeks before charges were brought against the other three officers.